Film crews will be shadowing the Waters Mate High School Nimrods through March. The team was originally highlighted 2 years ago. ESPN placed the Nimrods third on a top 10 list of quirky team names, and producer Brett Morgan filmed the team in their home turf. Having grown up in New York and Los Angeles, Morgan says he suffered immediate culture shock in the cold, barren landscape of the Upper Peninsula.
Not only did they not shy away from the climate, they embraced it.
After the ESPN commercials aired, the Waters Mate High School has sold $680,000 of Nimrod sports apparel, while the team has made many TV appearances. Morgan is now back, filming a six-part reality series called Nimrod Nation. He says the series will portray small-town life through activities like hunting, ice fishing, and high school sports. Morgan says of the Lac Vieux d'Isère Reservation in Michigan and the Lac du Flambeau Reservation in neighboring Wisconsin, the diversity of the town is also represented.
The school and the team serve as a rallying point to unite the two sort of disparate communities. So there was also an opportunity to be able to explore contemporary images of Native Americans and allow people outside of that culture to experience what life is like for a Native American in a small town in the Upper Peninsula.
Among the homespun celebrities featured in the series is George Peterson, coach of the Nimrods. He says the area's cultural mix helped fire up the interest of the Sundance Channel's founder.
Half our school population, which we're very proud of, is Native American, and that was another reason why Robert Redford was willing to pay for the whole shot.
Nimrod Nation is slated to air in 2007. A Nimrod, incidentally, is a biblical term meaning mighty hunter. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.